We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, lively viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobid 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basetcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Mexico is lauded as a top nation in the world for sustainable management of forests. In animal welfare news, British scientists discover the sea routes of endangered turtles. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the foundation Cantabopa Children's Hospitals, which provides free medical care to Cambodian youngsters. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 14th, is St. Valentine's Day, a special day observed in a number of countries around the world to celebrate love in many fun and creative ways. On this joyous occasion, we would like to express our deep gratitude, beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your divine loving presence on our planet, and your benevolent encouragement to make true compassion manifest within us. Also, our appreciation, caring viewers of Supreme Master Television, for your warm companionship and earth-protecting actions. We wish each precious being a very happy Valentine's Day, filled with much heavenly love.
Lion News. Snowfall disrupts South Korea. On Friday, February 11th, heavy snowfall arrived in South Korea, with a total of 110 centimeters that fell on the city of Samcheok and the rest of the Gangwon-do province by Saturday. The unexpected amount of snow, reported to be the largest in a century, stranded hundreds of cars for up to 18 hours in sub-zero temperatures and destroyed the roofs of several homes and other structures. A number of roads were also rendered temporarily impassable, with regional buses and trains that were delayed or canceled. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak dispatched the military to distribute food to those who had been stranded and also to help restore normal function after the storm. Our thanks, President Myung-bak and military personnel, for your caring efforts to assist the snow-afflicted. May the snow-affected residents soon resume productive daily lives, as we pray that such disruptive situations are alleviated through our gentler regard for all beings on Earth.
Earthquakes jolt Chile and the island of Tonga, in the same area as the devastating 8.8 magnitude quake that occurred 1 year ago in central Chile near Concepcion. A 5.8 magnitude tremor shook the region early on Sunday morning, February 13th, just 2 days after a 6.8 magnitude tremor struck on Friday, followed by a dozen aftershocks. Among these were quakes measuring 5.3, 5.9, and a strong 6.1 on the Richter scale that occurred in less than a 24-hour period, prompting the precautionary evacuation of coastal areas. However, no tsunami warnings were issued and there were thankfully no reports of significant damage or injuries. On Sunday morning, a 6.1 magnitude tremor rattled the island nation of Tonga, its epicenter located 55 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nuku'alofa, with no damage or injuries reported for this quake either. Our sincere thankfulness for the safety of the Chilean and Tongan residents, as we pray that such disturbing events may soon be a thing of the past as humanity strives toward gentler, eco-balancing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Heaven supports Supreme Master Ching Hai's dream for the planet. With the ever-increasing urgency of climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai had been reserving time through intense meditation in building a tremendous store of spiritual merits and sharing them to help spare humanity from its worsening effects.
In mid-December 2010, during an interview with Mexico's Televisa TV, she revealed that enough spiritual merit points had accumulated to save half the global population's human souls so that they may go to heaven when leaving this world. Then, during a January 1st New Year's video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in the USA, Supreme Master Qinghai had revealed, as per our request, an update on her extraordinarily compassionate aspirations for assisting the planet, namely that the number of rescuable souls had leaped nearly threefold to 10 billion in a matter of days. Most recently, in a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff on February 9th, Supreme Master Qinghai was asked to kindly explain the astonishing completion of this endeavor, which she has called Plan B.
I was lucky to find the right angel in heaven, help me to find a good place, which I can multiply my spiritual points so fast at that time. And I given it all already. I was lucky because heaven told me that because of my love for mankind, so sincere, so deep, so they allow me to know this thing, to multiply the spiritual merit point.
In addition to the success of Plan B, Supreme Master Qinghai has been working on the even more ideal and miraculous Plan C and D for our planet.
Master, would you be able to tell us more about Plan C and Plan D? And does our planet have more hope now, Master?
For more details on this topic, plus other new spiritual insights of the universe from Supreme Master Qinghai, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
With deep gratitude to heaven, we thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her immeasurable love and dedication to uplift humankind and all beings. How blessed is Earth and our generation to witness the wonders of the merciful divine.
UN and NGOs call for a stop to mutilation of girls. Commemorating the International Day of Zero Tolerance to Female Genital Mutilation /Cutting, or FGM/C, and Executive Director Anthony Lake of the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and United Nations Population Fund, or UNFPA, Executive Director Babatunde Osotimehin pledged a renewal of their agency's commitment to end the harmful practice. Female genital mutilation is known to often cause severe pain and can result in prolonged bleeding, infections, infertility, and even death. With programs already implemented that have seen success, as more than 6,000 African communities have chosen to end the activity thus far, the director stated that there is still much work to do. Some 3 million girls face FGM/C each year in Africa alone, with the practice extending to other countries such as Ireland, where 18 non-governmental organizations are calling for new legislation to ban the practice that has been denounced by human rights organizations across the globe. The United Nations agencies released a joint statement saying, "Social norms and cultural practices are changing, and women and men in communities are uniting to protect the rights of girls." UNFPA and UNICEF are working with partners to end this harmful practice in one generation, and we believe that reaching this goal is possible. We call on the global community to join us in this critical effort. Together we can abolish FGM/C in one generation and help millions of girls and women to live healthier, fuller lives. We thank the United Nations and all governments and organizations involved in bringing a halt to this painful and life-impairing practice. May heaven bless such efforts as yours in bringing better lives for girls and women across Africa and the globe.
The film to ban the death penalty wins 3D award. A public service announcement, or PSA, from Amnesty International in France has been honored with the 2011 Imagina Best Special Effects Prize at the 3D Technology Fair held in the Principality of Monaco. In efforts to further encourage all governments to abolish capital punishment, this moving film depicts wax figurines and execution scenes that are melting under Amnesty International's burning candle emblem with the message, "Death to the death penalty." The video was created through the collaboration of Plia, a group of French visual effects artists, designers, and musicians in France-based TBWA Paris. Many thanks and hats off Amnesty International and all artists involved in this touching video that inspires further hope for a world free of capital punishment. May it move many hearts and governments toward policies that uphold the sanctity of all life.
save our planet. UK evaluates potential dangers of gas drilling from shale. In an attempt to increase energy supplies, drilling has begun on the first project to extract natural gas from underground shale in the United Kingdom. However, environmental and health questions have arisen, prompting the House of Commons Select Committee to launch an inquiry into the safety of the process used to obtain the natural gas. Known as hydraulic fracturing, the extraction occurs after chemical fluids are pumped into wells to crack the shale and allow gas to flow out pipes for collection. In the United States, where shale gas has been produced for several years, some findings suggest that the extraction coincides with increased methane and wastewater in drinking water supplies near drilling operations.
In states such as New York, drilling has been halted completely pending further investigation after the discovery of cases where people living near natural gas shale projects were actually able to ignite gas in the water running from their tap. Philip Mitchell, a Green Party councillor living near the United Kingdom project underway in Blackpool, has begun compiling a petition asking for the exploration to be stopped until its safety to the health of humans and the environment is confirmed. Professor Kevin Anderson of the Tyndall Center for Climate Change is also raising concerns over a potential increase in greenhouse gases during the shale gas extraction process, stating, "Given that we need to get our emissions down very radically, the idea of trying to extract yet another fossil fuel with more carbon emissions is completely at odds with the scale of the challenge we need to deal with climate change."
We appreciate your diligence, House of Commons Select Committee members, Councillor Mitchell, Professor Anderson, and other parties in prioritizing of public and environmental health. Let us all step toward developing the most sustainable forms of energy for a verdant British Isles and protected world.
During a February 2008 international gathering, Supreme Master Qinghai further reminded of the need to focus not on alternative energy, but on the more urgently needed adjustments to reverse the planet's foremost threat of climate change.
Everybody knows by now from the UN report that meat-eating, animal raising is one of the worst factor, or even the worst factor
of climate change.
And nobody talk about it. Okay, new energy, biofuel, hybrid car, compressed car, carbon sucking machine, dig a hole and store the carbon as if it will not burst one day. And before that, you have to breathe in already as if it will not affect you. It's not just about dying, it's suffering mental and physical, psychological, emotional, you know, before dying. Because all this gas, you know, is already in the air. It affects people a lot. For the sake of everybody's survival and their own children, just replace one piece of meat with another piece of tofu. And especially even nowadays, we have all kind of vegetarian meat. It tastes so delicious.
Save our planet. Mexico cities go green. A number of environmental initiatives are enhancing Mexico City and other urban areas. In December 2010, President Felipe Calderón announced that all new dwellings financed through the country's largest home lender, Infonavit, must be equipped with eco-friendly technologies, with requirements that differ according to income levels. Mexico's urban areas are also implementing green roof technologies at an unprecedented pace, with Mexico City becoming the first in Latin America to adopt standards for their installation, as it features more than 20,000 square meters of naturalized roof space thus far.
Other cities such as Monterrey, Guadalajara, and Toluca are also bringing in green roofs. Meanwhile, edible gardens are sprouting up on roadsides and roundabouts, as well as above homes and other buildings, with Mexico City promoting 184 such projects that allow residents to participate in urban agriculture. In addition to the added food security, the gardens make cities more attractive, livable, and sustainable.
Bravo, Your Excellency, and Mexico for your commitment to beautiful green cities through these eco-friendly initiatives. May your fortunate inhabitants enjoy ever more sustainable lifestyles as well as many moments of tranquil communion with nature.
Egypt's army announces that it is dissolving the parliament and suspending the nation's constitution, meeting two demands considered key by protesters for democratic reform, while the military also confirms that it would only remain in charge of the country for 6 months, or until elections are held to form a new government.
save our planet. To green the country and improve air quality and citizens' health, the Afghan government initializes a program during February designated as Green Month to plant 1 million saplings and trees in areas where the trees will have adequate access to water in the Hari Rud River.
Save our planet. During his visit to China's Hebei province affected by the severe drought, Chinese President Hu Jintao calls for all necessary efforts to combat the drought to ensure sufficient growth of the country's winter wheat crop.
Save our planet. A report by the U.S. Geological Survey indicates that one of the world's most water-abundant areas, the Great Lakes region in the Midwest, could see water shortages because of climate shifts.
How are you, friends? I'm Kiki the Capybara, and I'm following an earth-saving, plant-based diet. Today I have a tip on home decorating. Did you know that you can purchase eco-friendly wallpaper? It is made from natural fibers and recycled materials and does not use chemicals, which contain volatile organic compounds, VOCs. This is safer for you and the environment. You could also find eco-friendly pastes, which are water-soluble and free of solvents and acrylic. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, Mexico is lauded as the top nation in the world for sustainable management of forests. The World Bank announced that through a 13-year-old joint program between itself and the Mexican government, over 800,000 hectares of forests have been given to indigenous people. The endeavor has facilitated woodland conservation, job creation, and betterment of local governance. In addition, it has enabled over 6,200 villagers to remain in their locality due to an increase of forestry-related jobs. Our heartiest congratulations, Mexico and World Bank, on your green collaboration. May we see more such marvelous planet-loving projects combined with the low-emissions vegan diet for a long-lasting and gentle ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mexico with the Shining World Leadership Award and $50,000 to further support the project.
In animal welfare news, British scientists discover the sea routes of endangered turtles. In a 5-year study, Dr. Matthew Witt of the Center for Ecology and Conservation at the University of Exeter in the United Kingdom and colleagues tracked 25 female leatherback turtles as they left the world's largest breeding colony in Gabon, West Africa. Traveling across the Atlantic Ocean for several months, the amazing turtles had 3 migratory routes. The researchers found one which was virtually a straight line and over 7,500 kilometers long. It led to the waters near the southern coast of Brazil and Uruguay in South America. Identifying the location of the migration patterns of the rare turtle will assist conservationists in their preservation efforts. Our sincere thanks, Dr. Matthew Witt and colleagues, for your work to better understand the fantastic leatherback turtle. May your findings help their populations to once again flourish. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Foundation Kanta Bopa Children's Hospitals, which has saved more than 550,000 Cambodian lives. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come right back. Please stay tuned for more responsible news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, very cool news for a jubilant world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the foundation established by Swiss physician Dr. Beat Richner to provide free medical care to the children of Cambodia.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Foundation Kanta Bopa Children's Hospitals is dedicated to providing free medical care to the children of Cambodia. In 1991, pediatric physician Dr. Beat Richner of Zurich, Switzerland, was requested by the Cambodian government to reconstruct and then be responsible for the operation of the Kanta Bopa Children's Hospital situated in Phnom Penh. Dr. Richner established the foundation in 1992 to support this endeavor.
The hospital was rebuilt and medical staff began seeing patients in November 1992. Since that time, four more well-equipped hospitals and a maternity ward for HIV mothers have been built and open. The second one is located on land bestowed by His Majesty King Narodom Sihanouk in Phnom Penh. The third one is situated in Siem Reap near the Temple of Angkor, with the land donated by His Excellency Prime Minister Hun Sen. In addition, the citizens of Switzerland have actively supported the project and raised needed funds through campaigns held throughout the nation.
Between 1993 and 2008, physicians at the Kanta Bopa Hospital treated 8.2 million outpatients, 650,000 inpatients, and conducted 90,000 operations. Approximately 550,000 children's lives were saved by the hospitals. Bravo, Dr. Beat Richner and Foundation Kanta Bopa Children's Hospitals, on your compassionate care of the beautiful children of Cambodia. May you long be graced to continue your loving work, assisting many youngsters to thrive in health and vibrancy, with heaven's abundant blessings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Dr. Beat Richner with the Shining World Compassion Award and $30,000 for the noble project.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Goalkeeper. It is told in Greek.
Μια κυρία μιλούσε στον εμφανίσιμο βοηθό ακτινολόγου στην αίθουσα αναμονής ενώ περίμενε για ακτινογραφία. Του λέει:
«Φαίνεσαι αθλητικός τύπος».
«Σίγουρα. Είμαι τερματοφύλακας στην ποδοσφαιρική ομάδα τυφλών».
«Ω, είναι εντυπωσιακό. Πώς γίνεται οι τυφλοί να παίζουν ποδόσφαιρο».
«Καλά. Πρέπει να ξέρετε ότι κάτι υπάρχει στην μπάλα που το αισθάνονται για να ξέρουν πού να κλωτσίσουν».
Η κυρία ένιωσε συμπόνια για τον νεαρό πανέμορφο βοηθό και δεν συνέχισε να το ρωτάει πώς τυφλώθηκε. Ένιωσε ότι κάτι τέτοιο θα ήταν μεγάλη γαϊδουριά. Τον ακολούθησε στο ακτινολογικό εργαστήριο και με όλη της την άνεση γδύθηκε όπως τη ζήτησε. Καθώς το δωμάτιο ήταν μάλλον ζεστό, θεώρησε καλό να βγάλει όλα της τα ρούχα, έχοντας υπόψη της ότι ο νεαρός ήταν τυφλός. Όταν τελείωσε, ο νεαρός βοηθός της έδωσε την ακτινογραφία, ρωτώντας την:
«Πρώτη φορά βγάζετε ακτινογραφία».
«Μάλιστα, πώς το καταλάβατε».
«Επειδή βγάλατε τελείως όλα σας τα ρούχα και τα εσώρουχα. Κανονικά δεν χρειάζεται να κάνετε κάτι τέτοιο».
«Θεέ μου,
κι εσείς δεν είστε τυφλός».
«Όχι, δεν είμαι. Απλά παίζω για την ομάδα τυφλών».
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I continuously watch your channel and I'm very happy with what you present, which is of great service to all. Shakir from Dubai.
Amiable Shakir, how very kind of you to write. Thank you so much. May the great Allah bless you and all the gentle-hearted citizens of sunny Dubai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with heaven, wishing you a joyous week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of a program to highlight characteristics of the indigenous Hakka culture in Formosa or Taiwan, a beautifully painted train with designs of fruits, pottery, and wood carvings has been designed to transport visitors to and from the 2011 Taiwan Lantern Festival in Miaoli.
The Ministry of Social Development in Bahrain launches a foster home program offering protection for neglected and formerly abused children to give them better lives and ensure that all have access to education.
The Estonian government awards 100,000 euros to a citizen who turned into officials a clay pot he had discovered with more than 1,300,000-year-old silver coins and other items valued at 198,000 euros. For his sincere deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the citizen with the Shining World Honesty Award along with 1,000 euros.
In addition to discussing further bilateral cooperation in social, human development, and family domains, delegates from Morocco and Belgium discussed plans to set up a vocational training center in El Jadida, Morocco, to assist women in revenue-generating activities.
Having been transferred to a Texas, USA rehabilitation center following critical injury sustained from a head gunshot wound, doctors report that U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is now successfully recovering her ability to speak.
In Pennsylvania, USA, canine companion Hero lives up to her name as she barks persistently and awakens her sleeping caregiver family, who then alert neighbors to the fire that has spread next door, with all emerging safely from the flames.
For her intelligent and timely actions that saved many lives, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the loyal dog with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $100 for veg bones, etc.
After events in November 2010 leading to concern for their safety, almost 60 Christian Iraqis have now found welcome and safe refuge in France.
Saying that bike sharing could become a globally viable mode of urban transportation, Israeli scientists designed software to help improve routing and scheduling issues for the activity that is good for both health and the environment.
The Norwegian government donates 3.5 million euros to Serbia for non-governmental organization Norwegian People's Aid, or NPA, to begin clearing cluster munitions from southern parts of the country with a goal of restoring safe passage through the region.
The National Museum of Oriental Art in Rome, Italy, is exhibiting a Quranic calligraphy collection of 40 masterpieces by Iranian artist Zohra Abbasi to reveal the beauty and creativity of its many different styles.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.